Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on an exercise in common grammatical errors. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I'm a corporate executive coach and professional development consultant. I have been working with the AAT's staff, branch network and members for the last 13 years. This particular podcast is one of a mini-series of five in total, around the topic of how effective business writing techniques can be used within the workplace. This is the second business writing mini-series. The first one covered the following topics: a summary of effective business writing, planning to write, writing accurately, writing briefly, and writing clearly. Please do refer back to that mini-series if any of those topics are of interest to you. During these recordings, there may be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself or to take a little time for thinking. Therefore, please feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During the course of this recording, we will be looking at how to resolve 10 common grammatical errors. Number 1. Neither of the twins were well dressed. The sentence should say, neither of the twins was well dressed. We need to match the subject and the verb. The twins were not dressed in the same way or in the same clothes, which is plural. Or neither of the twins was dressed in the same way, singular. Number 2. Thank you very much for inviting my husband and me to dinner. First of all, thank you should be written as two words. When thank you is used as an adjective before a noun, it is hyphenated. For example, a thank you note would be thank hyphen you. Subject or object pronoun. In this sentence, me, as in my husband and me to dinner, is correct because it is what is called an object pronoun. The rule of thumb is, you and me equals us, you and I equals we. Number 3. Every member of staff is requested to see their manager if they have any problems. This should say, all members of staff are requested to see their manager if they have any problems. Or, every member of staff is requested to see his or her manager if she or he has any problems. It is important to be consistent in the use of pronouns. Sometimes, in an effort to avoid gender bias, people use they and their. This is fine, so long as the subject is plural. Otherwise, you need to use he, she, and his, her, though this is rather clumsy. Number 4. In the 1990s, the board was under pressure from their shareholders to change its policy. This should be, in the 1990s, the board were under pressure from their shareholders to change their policy. Or, in the 1990s, the board was under pressure from its shareholders to change its policy. Collective nouns. Nouns like company, group, family, England, the BBC, for example, are collective nouns, and these can be considered as plural or singular. You choose a singular verb if you think of the group as a single unit, and a plural verb if you think of the group as a number of individuals. Therefore, it is important to be consistent thereafter in the use of verbs and pronouns that relate to it. Apostrophes. In the 1990s is a straightforward plural and needs no apostrophe. Apostrophes are used for two reasons. 1. Use an apostrophe to show a missing letter or letters. For example, there is a shorter version of they are. The apostrophe shows the letter A is missing. We use isn't for is not. Can't equals cannot. Hasn't equals has not. I'm equals I am. The second reason is to use an apostrophe to show belonging to or of for common nouns, things or objects, and proper nouns, people or places. The easiest way to know where to place the apostrophe is to turn the phrase round to identify the root word. Always place the apostrophe after the root word. For example, a week's holiday, holiday of a week. Company's policy, policy of the company. Men's shower facilities of the men. Children's creche, creche of the children. The girls' dormitory, dormitory of the girls. The birds' nesting boxes of the birds. And Simon's new car belonging to Simon. When we turn the word around to identify the root word, we can see how we put the apostrophe immediately after this root word. Number 5. With reference to your letter of the 14th of January. This is better said as, thank you for your letter of the 14th of January. Write in complete sentences. A sentence is the grammatical name given to a group of words that can stand by themselves and make sense. A sentence must have both a subject and a verb. With reference to your letter of the 14th of January, has no verb. Therefore, it is not a sentence. Always remember to start a sentence with a capital letter, end a sentence with a full stop, an exclamation mark or question mark. Number 6. She's the smallest of the two sisters. This should be, she's the smaller of the two sisters. This is about comparatives and superlatives. The comparative is used for comparing one thing or person with another. There can only be two of them. For example, this is better than that. She is the younger sister when there are only two sisters. The superlative is used for comparing more than two things. For example, this is the best thing to do, i.e., there are several possibilities. She is the youngest sister, in which case there are at least three of them. Number 7. The data is very confusing and needs sorting. This should be, the data are very confusing and need sorting. Foreign plurals. Criteria, media, and data are all plural words and therefore must be used with a plural verb. For example, the data need to be entered into the computer. There is only one criterion for this job. Radio is a valuable medium for advertising local businesses. There are several criteria for this job. The mass media have damaged his reputation. Number 8. I'm on a diet now and needs to eat less potatoes and fatty food. This should be, I'm on a diet now and needs to eat less potato and fatty food. Or, I'm on a diet now and needs to eat fewer potatoes and fatty foods. This is about the difference between less and fewer. Less is used with uncount nouns and fewer with count nouns. For example, less cake but fewer cakes. Here are some more examples. There is less traffic on the roads in winter. There are fewer birds to be seen in the countryside nowadays. Number 9. One of the company's objectives is to massively increase sales this year. This should be, one of the company's objectives is to massively increase sales this year. Split infinitives. Infinitives are undeclined verbs. For example, to increase, to go, to sing, to advise, to run. In the previous sentence, to increase has been split by the adverb massively. Split infinitives have been the cause of much controversy for years, but the idea that they are ungrammatical is simply a myth. Split infinitives are frequently poor style, but they are not strictly bad grammar. The most well-known split infinitive is to boldly go where no man has gone before in Star Trek. If we were to try and avoid the split infinitive here, it would result either in weakness to go boldly or over-formality boldly to go. Either version would ruin the rhythmic force of the sentence. If you want to avoid splitting infinitives, do. However, remember that clumsy attempts to avoid them can create horrible sentences. Number 10. Increasing the profit margin and lowering staff turnover is an important objective for the next financial year. Increasing the profit margin and lowering staff turnover are important objectives for the next financial year. Here we need to match the subject and the verb. Increasing the profit margin and lowering staff turnover. Two things. Creating a plural subject, so the verb should be are. This ends the podcast on an exercise in common grammatical errors. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.